All right. Well, that's the last Sunday for that wonderful song. I love it. Thank you, Gary Lynn Floyd, for being so wonderful. Okay, well, August has come and it's almost gone. And because we suspected that it would be over in the blink of an eye, we began this month with a reminder of how important it would be for us to relax and take in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of this final month of summer. And despite the heavy thunderstorms, the tornado watches, oh, the heat advisories, that seem to be adding more to the hazy, crazy days than the lazy days of this month. Still, there is a natural peacefulness beneath it all that we can feel if we decide to just relax and let ourselves feel it. There's a calmness beneath the storms and the hot days and the hotter nights that comes to us when we simply relax and appreciate being alive in the present moment to experience being alive right here in the moments of our life. While they're happening, not in retrospect. When we pause to feel the real beneath whatever seems to be, we feel the reality of our natural being, our natural state of peace. It's a peace that is the essence of all life. And it is the essence of our life. Whether the storms that are taking place have to do with the weather or they have to do with the behaviors of we humans individually or collectively, or whether it seems to be the noise of the fears in our own mind, there's a holy quietude and stillness awaiting our focal arrival. It remains just as it is within us, no matter what appears to be going on around us, even if it's going on in our physical body. In the ancient version of the Bible, the Peshitta version, we read in the book of Isaiah, "Though the mountains move and the hills shake, my grace shall not pass away from you, and the covenant of your peace will not be shaken, says Lord Jehovah, the lover." No matter where we are out in the world, no matter what we're doing, no matter if we're home with our family or home alone and doing nothing at all, we don't have to be doing or not doing anything to be loved by love itself. Love is always directed our way wherever we are, however we are. We are the beloved of God's creation, aglow with the Christ light within us that is the very essence of our life and is keeping us alive even now. It's not our doing that makes it so. It's our natural state of being the being we are. Not one of us, no matter how diligently we try to trace it back on Google, will ever find the place of our first awareness of being alive. the origin of that holy impulse within us that caused us to say, I am, for the very first time. All we can say for sure is that we still are. And the beautiful thing is, while we still are, we are absolutely free to make the most of it. Right here on earth, no matter what the current condition of our individual life or the world might be. It's been said life has no meaning. Each of us has meaning. And we bring it to life. It's a waste to be asking the question when we are the answer. Joseph Campbell wrote in The Power of Myth, people say that what we're all seeking is a meaning for life. I don't think that's what we're really seeking. I think what we're seeking is an experience of being alive, so that our life experiences on the purely physical plane will have resonances with our own innermost being and reality, so that we actually feel the rapture of being alive. Which brings us along our spiritual journey through the alphabet to the letter R, and today R is for reality, and as mentioned, the title of my talk is Reality Check. Now, these days, those who are choosing to be happy and peaceful are often told by those who are not choosing that they need a reality check, that they're just not able to see through their rose-colored glasses the state of things in the real world. But Joseph Campbell said there is no way you can use the word reality without quotation marks around it. What feels real to each of us in this human experience is our own individual version of reality. It's not only difficult to understand what anyone else's experience of life is, it's impossible. We each live our own individual perception of reality, and because we perceive what we believe, and because our thoughts are creative, then we create our reality as we go along. We create our own experience of being human, breath by individual breath, thought by individual thought, action by individual action. And since there's no singular path etched in stone that everyone is supposed to follow and needs to follow, there is no way for any of us to judge if anyone else is on their path. How can we really understand what anybody else is living when we're not living their life? How can we judge each other when we don't know anyone else's version of reality? We've all heard it said by many thoughtful thinkers, we are a human being, not a human doing. Yet every human doing, whatever they're doing, is animated by the being they believe they are while they're doing it. And that includes you and me. We seem to work so hard at sameness, but we will never get there because each of us is created to express our uniqueness, not to blend, but to harmonize. Every life in this world, no matter where, no matter what that life may be, is spiritually valid, because the human being doing that life within that being is a divine being. The human doing has within it a divine being. All of us do. But we can't bring more of that divine being into this world unless we slow down and calm our mind and let our heart beat in syncopation with the heart of God. And God is love. Only then are we able to find the peace within us that allows us to enhance our human experience of being, so that it's in resonance with the divine being within us. So did we take the opportunity? If you've been listening all month, or even if you haven't, did we take the opportunity that this month has offered us to slow down a bit in our doing? Did we take time to quiet our mind so that we were able to feel the rapture of being alive, even for a moment or two? The spiritual practice of sitting quiet and still is powerful in any month and on any day of the month. And when we're not sitting still, we can practice being quiet and still within us while we're doing whatever we're doing, so that what we are doing is in resonance with our innermost being and reality while we're doing it. Our outer body can move as quickly as we need it to move, and we can still be still within us. And the amazing thing is that so much actually gets done, so much more than when we are stressing to make things happen. Abraham Hicks tells us everything is unfolding perfectly. And as you relax and find ease in your attitude of trust, knowing that well-being is your birthright, amazing things will happen. Things the likes of which you have not seen before. Sometimes it seems that we have made our earth life into a living to-do list that constantly calls to us to do many things that don't feel good in the doing of them because we feel rushed to get it done. And even when we get some of the things done on our to-do list, we still don't feel good because no matter how hard we try, it feels impossible to get it all done. We might want to ask ourselves this morning or sometime soon, what it is we are trying to achieve with our busyness. Are we trying to please others who have expectations of us to meet their needs? And when we don't succeed meeting those needs every time, do we add feeling guilty to our to-do list? Or maybe we've turned our to-do list into a bucket list, and we're trying to prove to ourselves that we can get her done, whatever it is, before we die. But Wayne Dyer said, don't equate your self-worth with how well you do things in life. You aren't what you do. If you are what you do, then when you don't, you aren't. Think about that. Yeah. Sometimes we may busy ourselves doing even the most mundane task because we're actually afraid to sit alone with our own thoughts and to discover the reality that we are creating with them. Because once we discover that we're the one who is creating our own reality, we have no one else to blame for what we believe. And if we can discover that and not blame ourselves, but just use it to empower ourselves, then it's a beautiful thing to practice sitting quietly. When we're unhurried and unworried about what we need to be doing next that we might not get done if we don't start thinking about it ahead of time while we're doing something else, when we're not so focused on what might happen in the future that we don't want to happen, that we're worrying about it ahead of time, as if that helps. When we're fully engaged mentally and emotionally in the present moment, right where we are and experiencing being ourselves as we're being ourselves, we're more able to take a reality check. If we're willing to own our version of reality, whatever it is, there's no wrong version, but if we don't like the version we're creating, then we have the opportunity to make the changes that we want to. We can relax into a feeling of well-being by trusting that no matter what may be going on in our personal life or in the world around us, as we allow it to, everything moves us into a greater expression of the rapture of being alive as the divine being we are, as we have this human experience. Abraham Hicks said, it isn't what you eat, it's how you feel when you eat it. It isn't what you say. It's how you feel when you say it. It isn't what you do. It's how you feel when you do it. It's only how you feel. Because how we feel is how we are experiencing what's real to us. How we feel and noticing how we feel is our reality check. When our earth life experiences have resonances with our innermost being and reality, we begin to appreciate the gift of just being alive on this earth, on this physical plane, from a deeper, more expansive place of well-being, a place where the covenant of our peace remains unshaken, no matter what changes may come and no matter what the circumstances may be. And yet things happen to change the circumstances of our life, things the likes of which we have not seen. Joseph Campbell said, we must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. If we've been living as if what we're doing makes us what we are, it's time for a reality check. We will never be more spiritual than we are this moment. The divine being within us will never be more present than it is this very moment. It's time for us to slow down our doing and sit a spell, to calm our mind and feel our heart beating with the lover within us, the divine being that we are, that is the beloved of God. Namaste. All right. Well, that was fun. Okay. Well, this is the time of our service when we say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's my favorite words. I know it's our favorite word. Feeling gratitude is a high vibration that changes our life in so many beautiful ways. And we get such an opportunity here as a spiritual community to feel grateful for each other. We're grateful for the love and support that you've shown through the years, that you continue to show as things change. Just being here. Thank you for being here live. And thank you for being here live streaming, or later when you see the video. Just thank you for finding us and considering the message that LEC is about, that love is all there is and love is what we are. So if you would like to support us financially and you're not here in the sanctuary, then there are several ways. You can do it right here on our Facebook page, the Life Enrichment Center, the one you're on. Don't let me confuse you. You know where you are. There's a donate button that you can do after this is over. Or you can go to our website. Again, it's lecflint.com and hit the contribute button. If you're a member of PayPal, that's an easy way to support LEC. And also, you can send a check to 2512 South Thy Road, Flint 48532. And thank you.